going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. As you heard yesterday on KMOX, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois announced he will not seek re-election next year. It ends a more than four-decade career. Joining me to talk more about it is CBS News' Nicole Killian. Nicole, thanks for fitting us in this morning. We appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure.
Talk about Durbin's legacy with all of these years in office in D.C.
Well, that's right. I mean, he served 5 terms in the Senate, 7 terms in the House, so the majority of his tenure has been in Congress. And of course, he is in leadership in the Senate, the number 2 Democrat. He has served the state of Illinois, one of the longest serving elected senators from the state. So he certainly has a long legacy and tenure. But he did say in his statement yesterday, you know, he loves the job. He loves being a U.S. senator, but he felt that in his heart, it was time to pass the torch.
Well, and there has been a lot of talk in Illinois just in recent weeks, looking at what he might do and saying that maybe it is time for some new blood already. The Illinois Lieutenant Governor saying she wants to run for that seat.
Yeah, that's right. Just this morning, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton entered the race for U.S. Senate, and certainly we expect that she won't be the first or the last, that this will likely be a crowded field as many potentially aspire to this position. But look, as you mentioned, you know, there has certainly been a lot of jockeying and officials kind of getting ready potentially for this moment, but that is part, again, of the reason why Durbin said that he wanted to pass the torch on. You know, he feels that he has served the state of Illinois to the best of his abilities, even though he realizes that the challenges facing the country right now are very unprecedented. So it was a difficult decision for him. I understand he will be holding a press conference later today, so we'll probably get more insight into his decision making. But I would expect that it would be some time before he decides whether or not he will endorse in this race.
How important is this Senate seat in the grand scheme of things?
Well, it's certainly critical. I mean, Democrats for sure would like to keep this in the Democratic column, even if the primary field ends up being a crowded one. However, you know, this will continue to be a very challenging map for Senate Democrats. There are a number of retiring senators. I believe Senator Durbin is now the 4th Democrat to retire from the U.S. Senate. And look, you know, the institution is changing in the sense of, you know, a lot of the people who are retiring right now, these are people just like Senator Durbin who are used to working across the aisle. So yes, while it could usher in a new era of leadership, at the same time, this effort to work across the aisle, aspire towards bipartisanship, you know, it is the passing on of a new era, if you will. So it will be interesting to see kind of who comes in behind some of these candidates. But certainly, you know, Democrats would like to get the majority back in the next election, in the next midterms. But that will be an uphill climb, even with this open seat now in Illinois.
CBS's Nicole Killian, thanks for your time this morning.
You bet.